Next week's presidential inauguration is a historic occasion and also a tempting target. The presence of huge crowds, not to mention the president, president-elect, and nearly every member of Congress and the cabinet, make for a lot of concerns about security. The Secret Service is in charge of security for this event, but they will be backed up by the police, the FBI, and about 12,000 members of the military. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports on the role the armed services will play.
So we're out here at Fort Belvoir, and that's about 18 miles south of Washington. And it is a freezing cold morning out here, and we're waiting. And there they go.
That's two Blackhawks, Army helicopters, lifting off for a training run. The Blackhawks will be on standby for the inauguration, and they'll have plenty of company up there. The number of air patrols that day will be doubled.
It could be F-16s, it could be F-15s, could be F-22s.
That's General Gene Renouart. He's in charge of Northern Command, which means he's the military commander ultimately responsible for the defense of the United States. On Tuesday, Northern Command will be fielding emergency medical teams, bomb disposal teams, and a force designed to respond to a large-scale chemical, biological, or radiological event. On the Potomac River, LCACs will be on alert. LCAC is short for Landing Craft Air Cushioned, a sort of military hovercraft that could evacuate people in a hurry. But General Renouart says all of this is just in case.
The good news is that these are all prudent measures that we take in the world we live in since 9/11. We don't believe that there is an imminent threat. But anytime you have a couple million people compressed into an area like we will see, you want to be prepared for any kind of an event.
Now, aside from security, the military also plays a big ceremonial role in the inauguration. And for that, we're going to head across town. Next stop is Fort McNair. This is home to the Military District of Washington, and they are basically in charge of the military preparations for the big day. Here we come up to the gate.
Hi.
Here to see General Rowe.
Right.
Major General Rich Rowe. He's commander of the Army Military District of Washington, and he's also chairman of the Armed Forces Inaugural Committee.
We will present the colors. You will have the premier service band provide the national anthem and the musical support on the west steps of the Capitol. We will form a presidential honor guard to escort the president up Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the inaugural parade. And then we will have elements within the inaugural parade.
General Rowe will be walking at the front of that honor guard. He says he's looking for a great day. Blue skies, big crowds.
And so I'm hoping that the parade route is filled. We know, based upon the demand, that the Capitol is going to be filled, every place you can stand, every place you can sit. And then I think that the Vision, which is a mall that is filled to historic proportions, I think we're going to see that picture. And so I'm pleased.
Well, if everything does go to plan, and the parade and all the speeches come off without a hitch, there's still one thing left. The military will also be on duty right here at the convention center on Tuesday night. That's just in case they're needed at the inaugural balls. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.